Hi, I'm Dr. Lynn Wagner.
And I'm James Lohmiller. In the chaos of today, sometimes it's hard to really know who you are and what you want to be.
Join us, the doctor
and the stylist,
as we come together from very different worlds to guide you towards a life of authenticity and true health.
Let's go. Welcome, everyone, to the first episode of the Doc and James Show.
Welcome, everyone.
Hello. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yes.
I'm really excited.
What are we doing?
Well, today we're starting with our first episode, and we're going to discuss a little bit about us, why mm-hmm. we came together, because it might not be super obvious to most people, and what we're going to be discussing in episodes moving forward, which I would say is how to live a life that's full of authenticity and true health.
Yeah.
That's what you really boil it down to.
Absolutely. Cut out the bullshit.
Cut out the bullshit. And then when you live that life of authenticity and true health, that's when you can actually be the person you're supposed to be.
Wow. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool if we could all do that, huh?
I'd like to just end that on that statement.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, but the reality is, I think, you know, what I'd like to share, and I think what you helped me share and what you'd like to share, is that we all want to be there, but the getting there mm-hmm. is the hard part, and the acceptance that we'll never truly fully get there. And that's what life is all about. That's what being a human is all about.
Yeah. And even getting there and staying there.
exactly. And
that's,
being
that's
okay
a tough
when
part.
You don't stay there.
Right.
So, and I think as a physician, you know, with my background, which we'll talk about, I deal with this with my patients, and I deal with it personally. And so I feel like I have a lot to share to allow people and help people to keep making steps towards that person they want to be. And you help me round that out with a completely 180 perspective.
Yeah. And I'm certainly doing this for selfish reasons, because this certainly will help me get to where I want to be.
Excellent.
Because I've experienced every up and every down.
Excellent.
And everything in between.
Right. And we all have. And that's, you yeah. know, the difference is how much you share it and how much you don't share it. And, you know, I think a lot of people who know me from a media type level don't know all about me either. And
right.
I think that's part of the goal, is sharing all of that so that we all see we're all in this together, and
yes.
we all have our faults, and we're all kind of aiming for the same thing.
Absolutely. Totally agree.
So maybe start with some introductions.
Please.
Would you say?
Yeah.
Okay. So my background, as the doc of the show, is a physician, obviously. And I am an emergency medicine physician first. That's what my initial job was, and went back to school to do more training to become an integrative medicine physician, which just is a specialty that helps me approach patients more holistically. And currently in my medical realm, I do both jobs. So I still work in the emergency room, rarely urgent care, also see patients one-on-one in a private practice as integrative medicine consults.
You're busy.
I'm busy. And so, that's where I get all of my information and see what the community needs. Mm-hmm. It's kind of where I get my inspiration, I would say.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Because then on top of that, I like to do a lot of writing and creating. I like to be an artist.
Again, you're busy.
So it just gets
it's
really
just
busy.
Nonstop.
So, yeah. Right. So exactly the reason why I'm doing a podcast like this. And so that's somewhat of my background. James, how about you?
Yeah, I've been in the fashion game for a long time. Clothing stylist. I've started, co-founded a company, having all these different products try to bring to market. But my passion lies in helping others find what they're looking for from the outside.
And that's where we came together, right?
Yeah.
So James and I met about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I saw in him someone who could wear clothing in a style. It wasn't even specific clothes. It was just the way he wore them and the style that he carried it with. Something that I've been looking for my whole life. And I asked him to help me do the same.
Yeah. And it's funny because when we first met, I certainly would not have seen that in you at all.
Well, thank you.
But you were inside, you were really struggling with it.
Yeah.
Struggling
I would say,
with identity. How do I put all this together?
I wanted to feel comfortable in my own skin.
Yes.
And I wanted to have a look about me without having to spend too much time on it or too much money on it. And, cause I've got a lot of other things I like to do, and fashion doesn't always happen to be my priority. And I wanted you to help me get to that level, basically.
Yeah. Just be comfortable.
Be comfortable.
And
that's
yourself.
Still
yes.
a work in progress. It's hard. So we came together, and that's how we first met and worked in that realm. Mm-hmm. And then over the years, we've just become good friends, and families have become friends, and we've talked enough about various topics, all health and wellness, because I would say style and how you feel in your own skin is part of health and
no
wellness.
Question.
we got to the point where we wanted to share some of these conversations with the community.
We've had a lot of these conversations. A lot of these conversations.
Yes.
So we're finally bringing it to you.
Excellent. So with that being said, we're going to get into our first topic today, which I think is really important for what's happening in our world right now. And that is the topic of balance and resiliency.
Yeah.
And how can we get to that state despite what's happening to us externally?
It's absolutely important right now, for kids, teenagers,
elderly,
young kids in the workforce. Yeah. Elderly, everything that's going on.
Middle-agers.
Everyone.
So let's just say it's important for everyone.
Everyone.
Right.
Yeah.
And why do you think it's so important?
Well, we're all going to have ups and downs always, right?
Right.
No matter what. But to find a true balance, that, I mean, I search for that. I know you do every day.
Yep.
But I think what you have set forth here is a way for people to actually gauge what balance is. Because you can say find balance. Well, that's great. Right. Well, what does it actually mean?
Is it being on a teeter-totter?
Yeah. Right. Like how do you find that, you know, stable ground?
Right. So I think that's what we start off with, because I think you can talk about balance and you can talk about resiliency, but let's just talk about what that means, right?
Yeah.
So when I'm thinking about it from a medical perspective, a state of balance literally means that all of your systems are working in order and cohesively so that you're functioning optimally. So if you think about any unit, any machine, any animal, there's all these systems and units that work together. So in a human body, it's the different systems. It's your nervous system. It's your pulmonary system. It's your endocrine system, which is your hormones, and on and on. And they don't work individually. That never works individually. They work together. Mm. And when they're working together in sync, you just feel good.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the whole point. It's just, how do you get things to work together in sync so that the body feels good? And as human beings, we are constantly living a life that is trying to pull us out of balance, right? So whether it's eating Doritos or staying up too late or being in a
having
toxic
that extra
environment,
glass of wine,
exactly, yeah, or three, right? Mm-hmm. Having an extra one or three glasses of wine. They're all things that will try to pull our system out of balance. And so it's, how do you minimize those things as much as possible so that you feel really, really good?
What would you say, like, where do you start if somebody is totally out of balance, right? Do you start with your lifestyle when it comes to food? Do you start with your mental health? Like, well, where does one even start?
Right. And that's, I think, I'm glad you just said that, because I think, you know, I was talking about the body and I was talking about all these systems, but you have to also remember that it's not just the body, it's the mind, the body, and the spirit.
Yeah.
So that's what true balance is. So when you look at it from a really, really high level, ultimate balance in a human being is a balance of mind, body, and spirit. And then you take it down from that and you just keep distilling it until you have things that you can actually physically work on. So, and then it's not so overwhelming, because if I sit here and tell you, hey, we got to get your body in balance or you're going to get cancer, you're going to die, you're going to be depressed, then it's just like, oh, I may as well just give up.
Yeah, my balance is out of whack then.
Screw it. I'm giving up, right? So that's not the point of this. The point is to first of all, give you awareness that, hey, do you feel tired? Do you feel depressed? Does your body hurt? Do you feel fat? Do you feel bloated? Like,
yes. D, all of the above.
Like, so if you feel that way, like, not like, but what else can you do? Is there something you can do? And how can you learn that without being overwhelmed by it? And that's the beauty of it, is you don't have to be overwhelmed by it. I tell my patients, I'm like, you are signing up to climb Mount Everest today, right? If they come to me and they feel fairly broken, I say, you are signing up to climb Mount Everest. And as you climb, there's going to be hard days. You're going to take the wrong track.
Yes.
You're going to have low oxygen sometimes. It's not always going to be great. And sometimes you might not be progressing forward. But if you look at the ultimate goal at the end, you will summit, period. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you look at it that way, then the journey is not so painful, because the journey has a purpose. The journey has a meaning.
All right. So let's talk about, like, we're at base camp.
Base camp.
Right?
Right.
And we're ready to go on this journey.
Yes.
This trek. Where does one start?
So I'm going to
bet. What's the best start?
The best start is awareness, because this is where my emergency medicine background, I feel like, fuels me a lot too, is I see the people who don't even have awareness. They have never been given the opportunity to know, even conceptualize that there is a different way of being, because it's all they've ever known is how they feel right now, because it's all they ever felt when they were a teenager, and it's all they ever felt when they were a kid. So that's where you need to start, is literally like ask yourself, and if you're listening to this podcast, you probably already have an awareness of yourself beyond that. But when you're talking to other people in your life or loved ones, it's how do you start? How do you just like put that light switch on in their brain, right? So that's the first thing, is ask yourself, how do I feel? Mm. Do I feel good or do I not feel good? Don't feel good? We can work with you, right? So that's the starting point. And then, you know, that's where I start to talk about lifestyle as the first starting point, right?
Right.
So what do you think I mean when I say lifestyle? Because I use that word a lot.
Well, I think there's a lot of people out there that may not even know that they have the issue, or it could be better. Right. A lot of people accept, like, this is the hand I was dealt.
Right.
This is what I'm doing every day.
Right.
Some days are good, some days aren't, but this is kind of where I am.
Right.
So lifestyle can mean a multitude of things, right? Your environment, your home life, your work life, your social life, your traveling life. So, I mean, all those things combine into what you do to wake up every day.
Right. And you didn't even say food and exercise.
No, God, no.
You didn't even say the most obvious ones.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Right?
Yeah.
No, so those are all part of your lifestyle. And those are the things you do on a daily basis that basically tell your body what to do and how to feel. So everything you do sends a message to your brain and your body about what it should do and whether it should feel good or not good. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because, I mean, isn't it funny that I didn't mention those things?
It's really funny.
Because it's not, I mean, even as much as I know how you teach it and how you preach it, like, it's still not front of mind for me even.
Right, right.
Which I'm sure it's not for many.
Right. So, you know, in our current times, right, where people are feeling a lot of these feelings that we've talked about, both in their mind and their body, maybe not feeling super well, where do we start? I know you already asked that question.
But yeah, right.
And, you know, when we talk about lifestyle, I always tell people they're these pillars of health. And you have to think about these pillars of health, and then you think about which ones you think maybe you could improve on, and start there. So, you know, we talk about things like what you're eating, your food and your diet. We talk about how you move your body. So are you getting exercise or not? Are you sitting all day? Are you sedentary? We talk about how you sleep at night. People don't talk about sleep ever.
God. It's
amazingly important. I'm like a totally different person if I don't sleep. And I learned that as a resident. Mm-hmm. We talk about your stress and your mental health and your emotions and how are you dealing with those. We talk about your relationships with yourself and others. We talk about what you said already, your environment. And your environment means everything. So it's literally, what do you physically surround your body with? Is it clutter? Is it chaos? Is it toxic, you know, beauty products?
Yeah.
Is it tobacco and alcohol? All these things that you're in your body's physical environment. What are you doing with those? And it's spirituality, and it's your purpose. So I don't think I really realized until later in my life that having a purpose was a really powerful part of health and wellness, because, you know, I signed up to be a doctor. I was doing my doctoring, and I'm not saying that doesn't have a purpose. But I don't think I had a lot of passion behind it. It wasn't like what was truly in my fabric.
Your purpose changed.
My purpose changed. And when I really saw that I wanted to look really, really help people be well and not just treat the ones who were unwell, which is what you do in emergency medicine, I felt a lot more passion and purpose, and it just made every single day feel more meaningful for me. Right. Yeah. So I talked to patients a lot about that, and that's a lot of stuff. So
yeah, it is.
You can't, you know, when I first started seeing patients in my integrative medicine practice, I would sit down with them. We'd go through their health history. I would do the normal doctor stuff and do labs and talk about medications and things like that. And then at the end, I would finish up with their lifestyle treatment plan, and I would give them an action item for each one of those sections.
Yeah.
And it was just way too much.
Sure.
I had patients not come back. I had patients come back and not do anything. And so I learned over the years that you have to really keep it simple and keep it small.
Mm-hmm. Keep it simple, keep it small to start.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yep.
Because when somebody starts seeing results.
Exactly.
Now they're going to buy in.
Exactly. And then you just keep at it. So it's just like, it's just a matter of keep it simple, keep it small, and keep at it. And then every day you literally feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
And it's easy to stay on program or stay on task and keep improving on yourself when you can see the results in yourself.
A ton of anxiety in everyone right now.
Yes.
With everything going on in the world, right?
Yep.
So much.
So much.
And I think it's really important to talk about, in terms of balance, what we can do to reduce anxiety.
I think that's
right.
Really, really important. And the amount of anxiety your body feels is all about how you perceive everything happening around you and how it relates to things that have happened in your past, and also how healthy your body is that second. Mm. Okay. So I'm going to repeat that because that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like when you have a reaction or an emotion like anxiety, it's not necessarily the event that's making you anxious. It's your body and how it responds to that event, right?
Yeah, no, that's,
so
yes.
If your body is strong and resilient, let's say you have this like killer lifestyle and you're doing everything right, which is no one, but let's say that's you, mm-hmm. you're not going to be as reactive. If you had trauma as a child, right? If you had, you were molested or you had intense trauma as a child or a teenager, you're going to react differently to anxiety or anxiety provoking things currently, right? Mm-hmm. So if you have unhealed emotional issues or stress or baggage, you're going to react differently.
Right.
Or if you've just kind of allowed yourself to get immersed in it too much. And I think that's the problem that 99% of the people have right now, is that we're in social media, news, newspapers. We're all talking about it all the time. So it's just volume overload. It's too much of the same stuff that's going to drive anyone towards a state of anxiety, no matter how healthy you are or how stable you are mentally. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. And it makes so much sense that you can understand why a lot of people right now, I mean, alcohol sales
right.
are up through the roof.
Suicides right now. Are through the
Suicides
roof.
Are up. So that makes complete sense.
Yeah. And so if you just look at it that way, you can say, okay, what, and this is what I've actually personally done in the last couple of weeks. I deleted the news app from my phone. And I decided that when I first wake up in the morning, and I had never did this up until the last couple of months, I was literally going on the news app in the morning when I was still in bed.
Yeah.
Never have I done that in my life. But with everything going on, I got sucked into it.
Not a good way to start your day.
No. So I finally said, geez, I'm feeling fairly anxious a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm having racing thoughts and I'm thinking all doom and gloom like a lot of us are. And so I made the choice to delete my news app and not watch any news on TV and not read. I can't say any articles because I still get articles that come into my email and
but Facebook, you're going to run
shares.
Into people every day and right. get all the news you need because that's what everybody's
exactly,
talking about.
Exactly. So I'm doing that temporarily. I don't know how long it'll last. I can tell you that in my integrative medicine fellowship, Dr. Andrew Weil has always been someone who says literally don't ever watch the news. Yeah. I don't know if I can go that far.
Right.
Would I feel better mentally? Probably. So I don't know where I'm going to go with it, but that's a simple, easy step that anyone can make. It's just remove some of it from your life. Another thing I've done is, you know, with my husband, John, if it's in the evening hours and he starts talking about something political or related to the coronavirus or whatever, and he does the same for me, we just kind of say, hey, let's just not talk about that right now. Let's just talk about something like our kids or
yeah.
what we want, where we want to travel when we can finally start traveling again.
Right. Yeah, that's
you know what
good.
I mean? So I just have started to make some really simple, and those are literally the simplest things you can do that you can start to feel better with really quickly. I mean, it was like 3 or 4 days and I was already feeling better.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You have put together this awesome list or chart that I've seen that I think is really strong and powerful.
We should attach it to this podcast.
So I think what we can do instead of trying to, you know, when we talk about balance, clearly we've covered a lot of ground already.
Right.
But really break it down in subsequent shows and pick out a topic from each one and do a deep dive. Because this is really important, especially right now.
Yes.
And it's not something to be glossed over.
No.
So when we're talking about, you know, mental health or food or environment, all those things, we're going to get into what all of those sections mean.
And the sections within the sections.
Yeah, exactly.
Deep dive.
Yes.
Yes.
And we should do that.
Yes.
And it's really important.
And I think I'm an action item kind of girl. So yeah. I know when I listen to a podcast or read a book, unless it's just like some cheesy fiction,
which I know I love.
I like to have something I take away from it that I'm going to use for myself. And so I think you bringing up that handout, I think we will give access to the holistic wheel handout.
Yeah.
So that you can, the only thing I want you to take away from today's podcast is, first of all, hey, this is awesome. We want to keep listening because we're really excited to have you as an audience.
Yes, we are.
And second of all, how do I feel? Ask yourself, how do I feel? Do I feel the way that I want to feel? Am I doing what I want to do?
Do you even know?
Or do you even know how you want to feel?
Yes.
And those are all. And if you say no, 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 that is awesome. You're in the right place because that's the goal. We're going to talk about all these different areas and all these different things that are super simple when you break it down that can get you there. So download the handout.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of questions on it, which I always tell my patients. They're kind of generic questions because it's not tailored to a man or a woman or an elderly or a child. So you have to kind of take that with a grain of salt, but it'll help you at least understand what we mean by each of these sections.
Exactly.
Food, movement, stress, sleep, et cetera, et cetera. And do a self-assessment and see where you are. And if you look at that and you say, wow, I'm really, really not doing well in any of these, and then you can kind of feel good about that, because if you don't feel good and you're not doing well in any of those areas, you got a lot of room to grow.
Exactly. Got to start somewhere.
Game time. Yeah. Boom. So I think that's a good starting point.
It's great. Yeah, this is awesome. We're going to have fun. I'm going to have a couple of items for next time as well. I'll keep those close to the vest.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
Because this is supposed to be uplifting as well.
Yes. Excellent. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Yes.
We can't wait to talk to you again.
Yep.
Stay sane.
Please stay sane.
Stay happy. Stay balanced.
Stay happy. Stay balanced. Yes, I agree.